Big Eye tuna, everyone acknowledges that Big Eye tuna are subject to overfishing, which means that the United States and other countries in the Western and Central Pacific are catching more Big Eye each year than that population of fish can sustain. So if we want to have Big Eye to put on the table to eat in the future, if we want to have them in the ocean as part of our ecosystem, and they're very important parts of the ecosystem, everyone agrees that we need to cut down on the amount of fishing. And we can't do it alone. We need to do it in cooperation with other countries. So the United States, since 2007, has been a signatory and a participant in a convention to control fishing of species in the Western and Central Pacific, including Big Eye tuna. We've agreed to this international convention, and everyone agrees it's the only way we're going to solve this problem. The reason we filed suit today is that the United States is ignoring the agreements that it's entered into, and it's basically creating a shell game in which it's trying to nearly double the amount of Big Eye tuna that U.S. longliners based here in Hawaii can catch. And we can't solve the problem if we cheat, and we can't be leaders on the international stage if we cheat. You know, it's kind of like a family that has a budget. And, you know, because what the longline fishers are saying is, well, with this budget that the international agreement gives us of 3,763 metric tons per year, we run out by the time, by around this time of year. We run out of our quota, and so we can't fish for Big Eye, which are ahi, in time for people to enjoy over Christmas and New Year's. Well, that's kind of like a family saying, we have a certain budget that we need to live within, or we're going to go bankrupt. And you know what? We spent all of our money before it got time for Christmas, so we don't have any Christmas presents. Well, the answer to that is not to go and, you know, rob a bank. The answer to that is to spend your budget wisely. So maybe you do a little less fishing at other times of year so that you have some fishing that you can do around Christmas and New Year's. So you know, the bottom line is we cannot behave this way and expect to have Big Eye tuna available for people to eat in the future. And we cannot behave this way and have any influence on international efforts to bring this to an end. And we're suing the Fisheries Service because they're violating our international agreements. And frankly, they're doing something that's not in anyone's long-term interest.